Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. Hope you're enjoying this. Do we get something new every day? It seems like these angels that are announcing the with loud voices and who's worshiping the beast or accepts the mark on the forehead or the hand drinks the wine of God's fury. Now, this is very important. The angel of God begins to preach. And we say, well, what's the angel? I've heard everything in the book on this. I've heard that this is satellites in the air. I've heard it's pastor preach, different things. But I don't know exactly what it is. But it says an angel. An angelo, the angelic being. So I'm guessing it's going to be an actual angel, because in the latter days, there will be those that signs in the heavens, signs in the earth, blood, fire, vapor of smoke, and it just could, well, very well could be the angel of the Lord preaching. So let's get that down into our thinking, because that's very well could be the what it's talking about. But anyway, let's read and let's get right down into our study now and see what God has today. Father, open our eyes and let us see. Let us see something powerful, anointed, like we've never, ever seen before. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Now, 14, we're about 14, chapter 14, and let's see, verse 7. Verse 7, appears that we're in chapter 14 and verse 7. If you'd like to follow along, we're going to get right into our study. Now, it's although we have had several previews of God's judgment against the wicked, this angel tells us we are to kneel before God because God's time has come to sit in judgment. Now, the time of grace and mercy is over with at this point in time. And we're now looking at the judgment of God. And the angel's good news is for suffering Christians, as well as being a final proclamation calling for the repentance of the wicked. Now, 14 and verse 8, we find that Babylon was the capital of the ancient empire, which invaded Jerusalem and destroyed the temple in B.C. 587. And we're finding that Babylon is coming back. And it's been back for quite some time. But now we have Babylon falling. And it's going to fall because it's Babylon's time. It's been running its course. Capital of the ancient empire. Now it's the capital of the Antichrist empire. Babylon, just a fitting name, which is, they export idolatry, paganism, abortion, climate change. They export just about everything, transgender, you name it. They've exported. The second angel proclaims that Babylon has fallen using words taken from Isaiah chapter 21 and verse 9. And we're finding that Babylon, fallen is Babylon. And all the images of her gods are smashed to the ground. All the images of her gods are smashed to the ground. Now, these images, we don't know exactly what they are, but we're known to that Babylon is making people drink the wine of God's fury. In 14:10, it says, drink the wine of God's fury poured out in full strength into the cup of his wrath. Notice the following passages from the Old and the New Testament. Psalm 75 and verse 9. Yes, a cup is in the Lord's hand, foaming wine fully spiced. Isaiah 51 and verse 17. You who drank at the Lord's hand will the cup of his wrath, who drained to the dregs the bowl of staggering. Jeremiah 25. These are just some different examples of drinking the wine of his wrath. For thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, to me, take this cup of foaming wine from my hand, and have all the nations to whom I will send you drink it. They shall drink it and be confused, convulsed, and go mad, because of the sword I will send among them. Now this wine of God's wrath, it sounds as though I will send them strong delusion that they will believe a lie. And this is what God does. He sends strong delusion to those that refuse him, that they might believe a lie. A lie. And this is exactly what he's doing today. If we think that he's not, he will, and he is. Because it's something that God has promised. Confusion, delusions. I will send them strong delusions that they might believe a lie. Be careful when you reject God. Because there might become a time when you try to come back. You try to come back to the Lord. And you find he's not there. And all of a sudden, you feel confused. Confused about everything. Everything seems as though it's not real. And you wonder, what is going on? And things are not the way they used to be. And you'd like to become saved, but it just isn't happening. It isn't happening. Why? Well, there's different reasons for it. If you reject God, then it's hard to come back to him. It's hard to come back to him because he's already tried. And he's already tried to touch your heart, and it's not working. And it's time now to face the consequences, because God's wrath is soon coming. We got to realize, folks, he's not coming back with his grace and mercy and forgiveness. He's coming back to judge this entire earth. And we don't think of him as a judge anymore. We think of God as just some kind of a little puppet on a string that we can ask different things. And he just, comes up with it because we want it. And it's a sad situation, folks. It's a sad situation that these things are happening and nobody believes it. Nobody believes it at all. They believe that Jesus is just nothing more than a Christmas time. We're going to ask him for certain benefits. And if we get it, fine. If we don't, fine. But, you know, we're not Christians just because we ask God for things. We're Christians because Jesus died for us. Jesus died for us, and he paid the price for us. And all these things are going to come upon the earth. The judgments, the things that we don't think are going to come, they're all going to come to pass. And we've got to realize it. God is going to judge this world. And we better get used to it. Because there's certain things that are true. And it's going to happen. And a lot of people don't believe God's going to judge this world. They think he's just a Santa Claus. You know, he's a good Santa. He's the good Santa Claus. And whenever we need him, we'll just ask him for what we need. And we just want what we desire, you know. And everything else is just sugar on the vine, you know. If we get it, fine. If we don't, fine. No, but there's eternal life, and we have to think about eternity. It's time to think about eternity. It's time to get right with God. It's time to get right with him today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive us, cleanse us, and have mercy on us. While we have the day, while we have the daytime, while we have the goodness of God, let's partake of it. I don't want strong delusions sent to me. I don't know about you. I don't want strong delusions that I believe a lie. I want the grace and the mercy and the price, the redemption paid for my sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us and cleanse us. Let us stand before you clean and unblemished. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Let us know if you're listening to these Revelation teachings. And you can go there, and probably they'll be up before too long. Give us a call at 928-368-6766, and write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.